Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Mark chapter 15. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. This is the text. Throughout this Lenten season, in our gospel readings, we've seen some of the, shall we say, great but not so great followers of Jesus. We've seen Peter make his confession of faith, "You are the Christ," and then immediately turn around and rebuke Jesus when Jesus tells Peter and the disciples why the Christ has come to suffer and die as a sacrifice for the sins of the world, and in 3 days rise again. "Oh, may this never be, Lord," Peter says. Last week, we heard James and John. They asked Jesus if they could have the places of honor, one at his right and one at his left, when he comes into his glory. They had no idea what they were asking. Now, they would later become great champions of the faith. James, in fact, is the first of the disciples to be martyred for the faith. He's killed because he will not stop proclaiming that Jesus is risen from the dead. The point being that even these great men of faith endured failures along the way. You and I have failed in life. You and I will continue to fail. Christ died to take away our failures. Thanks be to God that you and I are not judged by the snapshot of those moments in life. Continuing that theme, we hear of someone who would fit into that category, Joseph of Arimathea. After Jesus died, Joseph, he really stepped up to the plate. He took courage, went to Pontius Pilate, asked for Jesus' body. Having this request granted, Joseph bought a linen shroud, and he buried him in his own tomb that had been cut out of the rock. Joseph's connection and devotion to Jesus, it could no longer be hidden. This was going to be a great sacrifice on his part, because having touched a dead body, Joseph would be ceremonially unclean over Passover weekend, and he would be forbidden from participating in the Passover festivities. He's not going to go home and be with his family, because then his family could not participate, because they too would be ceremonially unclean. As I said, Joseph, he really steps up to the plate. But where was he in the days before? He, along with Nicodemus, were members of the Sanhedrin, the Council of 70 Elders. They had authority over the religious life of the Jews. Joseph of Arimathea, as Mark tells us, was a respected member of the council, the same council to whom Caiaphas had said concerning Jesus, "It is better for one man to die for the people than for the entire nation to perish." This is the same council who put Jesus on trial, bound him, and took him to Pilate so that he could be crucified. Up until this moment, when Joseph took courage and requested the body of Jesus, he kept his faith hidden. He had been silent. We can assume, like Nicodemus, who came to speak to Jesus at night in the cover of darkness, that Joseph's contact with him had been hidden behind the scenes, at a distance. When we take a step back and look at any of Jesus' disciples, all of them had characteristics which allow us to identify with them and their failures. Joseph of Arimathea is certainly no different. It can be difficult to stand up for what you believe when those around you do not share your faith. However, Christ's church is not built on the crowds of Palm Sunday, who, you know, shouting and singing, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. It was easy to be part of that crowd. But many of them were probably there on Friday morning, also among the crowd going, crucify him. Because Jesus wasn't the kind of Messiah that the crowd was looking for. It's always easy to go along with what the crowd is doing. It takes courage to stand up and speak up, especially when those around you are your neighbors, your friends, your family. Again, thanks be to God that you and I are not judged by the snapshot of those moments in time when we fail or when we go along with the crowd. Joseph of Arimathea eventually takes courage and acts upon his faith. And he did this after Jesus' death, when logic would dictate that this action now would be futile. I mean, why expose yourself now? Stay hidden in the shadows. Caiaphas doesn't have to know that you were a disciple of Jesus. He's dead. It's over. Unless you know that it's not over. Now, it's unclear what Joseph's understanding of the resurrection fully entailed. After all, even the 12 were rather unclear about him rising from the dead. Even though Jesus had clearly explained this time and again to his disciples. However, although Jesus is dead, and no one would ever have to know that Joseph was a follower of him, as Mark records, Joseph was looking for the kingdom of God. Joseph understood that the kingdom of God extends beyond this life. The real kingdom of God. The kingdom we talked about last week in our Sunday morning Bible class. A kingdom without borders. A kingdom where God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus may be dead, but Joseph's faith in God remains unshaken. God was still watching. And just because Joseph had failed to speak up or to act in the days leading up to Christ's death, this did not mean it was too late. When we fail, it does not mean that it is too late. Christ died to cover your failures also. Spending our time beating ourselves up for what we have done or have failed to do in the past, it's unproductive. Christ has died for that sin. The operative question is, what can I do today to serve my Lord? Joseph did not sulk or feel sorry for his past inaction. Yes, he had failed. And as inconvenient as it was going to be, as much as it was going to make his wife and family rather upset that he would not be participating in the Passover activities, he answered the question, what can I do today to serve my Lord? And he bought a linen shroud, and taking Jesus down from the cross, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in the tomb that had been cut out of the rock, and he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.